Hi there, everybody. It's Donna Fox, and you are listening live to Akashic Wisdom. We are the this program is dedicated to the Akashic Records. It's dedicated to help people understand what their connection is with the Akashic Records, what their connection is with their soul. Again, my name is Donna Fox. I'm an Akashic Records teacher and consultant. What that means to you is I'm certified by Akashic Records Consultants International, and I've been doing this for over 20 years. So I do individual consultations where I open people's Akashic Records, and the consultations are based 100% on your questions, as well as I teach people how to access their own Akashic Records, as well as the records of other people, the land, and animals. Tonight, we're going to be talking about a guest I'm going to have on the show next week. Her name is Ronnie Reisler. She was one of my original teachers, herself and her sister, Elena Lieberman. And the reason we're going to be talking to Ronnie next week is because Ronnie is an accomplished artist. She is internationally known. Her website, I know her Facebook page, is Mandala of the Soul Studio, and she is going to be talking next week about how to create a mandala of your soul through the Akashic Records. She's coming in and teaching a class in Akron, Ohio on June 25th and 26th. I think that's right. It's a Saturday and Sunday. Actually, it's Friday night, Saturday and Sunday, the last weekend in June. That's probably the best way to explain it to you. And we're going to be talking next week about how she got into this, how one can move forward into that, arena of creativity. It's the evening of the 24th is when the class begins, all day the 25th and the 26th of June in Akron, Ohio. If you would like more information on this class and how to create a mandala of your soul, you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. That's info@akashicwisdom.com, and I'll be happy to get you the information on the workshop. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not in front of my computer right now, so if you have questions, you're going to need to call them in. And unfortunately, I am not even on the BBS radio website, so I'm going to make the assumption you are, and you know what number to call in to ask any questions you might have. Now, the Akashic Records, for those people who are just tuning in, are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. So every thought, word, and deed are registered in the Akashic Records, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. So when you call in with a question, typically if I do a consultation, I'll need your current legal name. But if you call in with a question tonight, if you just want to give your first name, since we're on international radio, that's okay. The energy of the Akashic Records is present and will connect with your vibration and will get you the answer you need to the situation that you're talking about or that you want to know more information on. Now, I've got to tell you that we don't necessarily do futures. This is not a psychic energy. The Akashic Records, like I said, are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. However, the Akashic Records also contain all the information of the universe since the beginning of time and beyond. So what's important for you to understand is that if you have a question about why certain things are happening in your life, if you have a question about how you can expand certain areas of your life, let's say creativity, or if you're looking to find the right livelihood, we can ask the Akashic Records, masters, teachers, and loved ones to assist us in getting your answers, because it's your question and the vibration of your question. In other words, like everything on this planet has vibration and frequency. So the vibration and frequency of your question gets us to the right vibration and frequency in the Akashic Records to answer your question. It's really a fascinating, fascinating piece of work. As I mentioned earlier, I've been working in the Akashic Records for 20 years, and they never cease to amaze me. So Mandalas of the Soul, I hope you look it up on Facebook. And I hope you, tune in next week. And get your questions ready for Ronnie about the Mandala of the Soul. And we'll see what we can come up with and see what answers come forward. It should be very interesting. Tonight we're going to talk about your life. We're going to talk about why certain things have happened in your life, core issues, if you will. And so one of the things that's important to understand, we have a very interesting thing going on, with the energy of the elections. Now, it doesn't make any difference what candidate you're for, but it's really important to understand that each candidate plays a part in forming the energy that will be or will create the pathway to the individual that will be elected president of the United States in November. Each individual candidate, whether they realize it or not, has chosen to play a part. I mean, these people who are candidates now, this is not just by happenstance. It's like, this was all, each candidate made this choice prior to coming in to this body. Each candidate chose its position and what its role would be in the election. And each candidate, all right, has created their policies or platforms based, yes, on their beliefs, based on what they think they are believing. I'm not saying that they don't believe this. What is being said here is that each candidate has chosen a separate stance with their own divine purpose in mind to be the standard bearer, if you will, for that point of view. Now, again, it has nothing to do with who you've chosen to be your candidate. It has nothing to do with you you think you're voting for somebody because you agree with them, where in fact you agreed a long time ago to support them. And there are candidates in this particular in the various campaigns that have ignited certain passions in people. You might have noticed that. And that, those passions or that part of that individual will vibrate and will continue to vibrate long after the election is done. And in many cases, will propel people to continue in a belief system that they are very passionate about, to assist whoever is elected to bring about change one way or another. So there's that. Also, you have to look at your life. Now, we're going to kind of see how does this election and the five people that are running, two for one party, three from another, how does their story or their journey or even their campaign relate to your life? Notice that there are identification points that you feel strongly about that they are promoting, and those issues are very near and dear to you. In fact, some of you may even be surprised that you're as political this election than ever before. It's like, I don't know why I'm so political. I don't know why I feel this is so important. I don't know. And the idea here is many times you don't have a real sense or a real knowledge about why. You know what you feel, and you're following your feelings, and you're doing what you feel is best, and that's worth looking into. So if anybody is curious as to why they have chosen the candidate of their choice, or why they are more political now than ever before, I encourage you to call in and let's explore it. Let's talk about what's happening in your life that creates that motivation, if you will, to be a part of these various individuals' campaigns. So if you're curious about it, call in. I'm sorry I don't have the number for you. This is being done by the telephone, so all I can do is hope that you're on the bbsradio.com website and you can find it on your own. So that's what I would suggest you do. And do call in. Don's there to talk to you and all you have to do is ask your question and he will go ahead and turn it on. He'll turn you on to me. That's all you have to do. The other thing is that these days, when people try to decide what they want to do with the rest of their life, and many times people, even at after they're retired, decide to finally do what they've always wanted to do. And if that is curious to you as far as how do you actually begin to do that, the record keepers, the master's teachers, and loved ones can easily give you some ideas or action steps on what to do. So again, if that's of interest to you, I encourage you to call in. Let's talk about what you want to do. And they'll give you some insight as to how to proceed. So, by the way, next week when we talk to Ronnie, she and I will both have the records open, and you're really able to ask questions of both of us. So that'll be fun. Now, when we do this class, as she'll tell you next week, she provides all the materials, and then you get a chance to, and through her guidance and tutelage, you will create your own soul's mandala. Now, the prerequisite for this class is a level one Akashic Records workshop, which I'm going to be teaching at the end of May. So you'll have plenty of time to take the level one class and be able to take the mandalas of the soul class. And by the way, you do not have to be an artist to be able to take this class. This class is for anyone who wants to know more about their soul's journey, the idea of creating a soul mandala to inspire you on a regular basis, because when you're done, you will have an 11 by 24 drawing, portrait, if you will, of a mandala of your soul. And so I encourage you to go to her website or to go up to her Facebook page and take a look at them. And again, her name is Roni Reisler. That's R-O-N-I-R-E-I-S-L-E-R. And she does the mandalas. Now, interestingly enough, what's coming forward now is a message about how to shift your energy into gratitude. So, there are people out there that have this desire to change their lives, to shift the energy so that more positive things happen in their life rather than negative. And you're being asked to examine what you're willing to do or what you're willing to shift, S-H-I-F-T, in order to be able to welcome abundance and peace and clarity in your life. One of the things that, the first thing they want you to start with is examining the amounts of time you spend in gratitude per day. And this is true gratitude. It's not surface words. It's heartfelt gratitude for what you have, for what you see, for what you have, not only have, but like for blue skies and green grass and children laughing and a roof over your head and food to eat. This is important work. It's important work because in order to really move into gratefulness, you have to move out of judgment. What that means is you can't be all right, here's an example. You can't be saying, yeah, I'm grateful for this, but I wish I had that. It's really about being grateful for what you have and creating a vision of what's possible. Now, so if you don't understand what I just said, I want you to call in and ask a question about that. Because asking a question about that will really create a wonderful discussion. And in order for this program to be as rich as we would like it to be, the interaction is key. So if you're listening now, please call in if you have a question. One of the things that is important about, I'm going to go back to mandalas of the soul for a minute. Each mandala of the soul, each person's soul mandala, rather, is different. It holds the energy of your essence. And it's a touchstone of who you are. And from what I understand, it can change. Mainly because the mandala of the soul that you create today is outlining or focusing on one or more essences. And as you deepen your energy or increase your vibration, other essences of your soul become more prominent. So it can change. Ronnie actually does these, like, on commission. So what I mean is somebody will hire her to create their soul mandala. And the way that she does it, she opens that person's records and creates the mandala from their, you know, with their records open. Now, she has samples on her Facebook page and your webpage. Be sure it says Ronnie Reisler on it, though. I guess there's some similarity of somebody who has a similar website, so you don't want to get it confused. Make sure that it says Ronnie Reisler on it. So, there is a... there is a client that of mine has given me permission to talk about this. Normally, I don't even remember what I said to somebody, but in this case, it's coming forward for me to discuss. This particular person grew up in a very strict household. A very poor household. And one where the parents were, their belief systems were they were victims. So naturally, this particular person had adopted that kind of an attitude. And she learned at a very early age about how to be critical and judgmental. And so now, At 84, she wants to change her life. And so what needs to happen is that she has to move deep into forgiveness, not so much of other people, because although she's held on to this anger of situations and people who have wronged her over the years, holding on to that anger doesn't serve her because she's the only one that is keeping it alive. The people who hurt her are, most of them are long ago gone, or they've moved on and they don't even realize they hurt her. So consequently, she's the one that's carrying the burden. Now, there's a forgiveness CD that came forward from the records in 2006. And the forgiveness CD told the story of two monks. And by the way, it's something that I created right from the records. You can purchase it, $18. Plus shipping and handling. If you're interested in knowing more about the CDs that I've created, please email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. But Forgiveness CD talks about how two monks that are sworn to silence during the day come across a woman who is injured and can't get across a river to her village. Now, this is not an original story necessarily from the Akashic Records, but they're quoting this story to give us an idea of how we operate, about how humans operate. So the one monk sees that the woman's injured. He picks her up and he takes her to her village. At sundown, and there he leaves her, and they continue to walk. At sundown, when they're able to talk about things, the one monk chastises him, says, "Brother, how could you pick that woman up? You know we're sworn to never touch women. And how could you pick her up and carry her? How could you do that?" And so the other monk who had helped the woman said, "First of all, I saw a human being that needed help. And we are sworn to help humans. So I did what I needed to do to help her. And when I left her in her village, I left her there. You, my brother, have been carrying her with us the rest of the way, for the rest of the day. So how does that relate to you? What are you carrying with you that no longer serves you, that is over and done with and cannot be changed? How is holding those people that hurt you or created a negative situation, how is holding that memory alive to hurt you, helping you? How is it serving you? And how is it doing you any good?" And so you want to ask yourself, why do you need it? If it's really not helping you, which I'm hearing it's not, then it's time for you to leave the woman in the village, to leave the rocks by the side of the road. It's time for you to move forward and no longer allow certain people, situations, and negative memories to control you. Because every time you make a judgment based on a past experience that was unpleasant, you keep it alive. Now, that's not saying that you can't learn by your mistakes or you can't learn by situations. What it is saying is that you give your power away when you allow the negativity of another person to control you or control your beliefs, control your attitudes, control your life. So you may want to look at that. It's a little after 9:30 here in Ohio. And I'm looking forward to a telephone call from somebody. They have a question. If you have a situation in your life that you need some clarity on of how to release it, how to neutralize it, please give a call. It's an 800 number, so it's toll-free. Toll-free. You can also call me directly if you like when I'm off the air at 216-392-5490. Whenever you would like to schedule a consultation, if you'd like to know more about the classes, if you'd like to know more about the mandala class or the level one class that's coming up in May. And that's a train if you hear that in the background. Not sure how that's affecting my sound quality here. But that's why I am sitting in my car, actually, and doing this program from my car, because I... Anyway, long story short. But the idea here is, it's really about you taking a look at your life. The next Friday is the beginning of the Jewish Passover. And I'm sure you all know the story. You saw the story of the Ten Commandments, you know, about Moses going up to Mount Sinai and receiving the tablets and the whole story of Moses and then him freeing the Hebrew slaves. It's in the Old Testament. It's in the Torah. And we tell the story every year. But each year when we tell the story in my family, we talk about how, we don't necessarily talk about it personally, but we talk about how we have allowed bondage, how we have put ourselves in bondage. You see, we live in a way that nobody is enslaving us anymore. Typically, if you're listening to this program on the internet, you're not being enslaved by anyone. And so what that means is the only person that can stop us from being and stepping into our greatness and not being a prisoner anymore of our own beliefs is ourselves. But we imprison ourselves through our environment, through our attitude, and through our belief systems of how we think things should be, rather than being grateful and allowing them to be what they are, knowing that we don't have a lot of choice in changing them. The only person or thing we can change is ourselves. You can't change anybody else. It doesn't work that way. If you don't like the situation you're in, then you need to get out of that situation. If you don't like the people you're with, then you need to change your friends. If you don't like your personal position or job, then you need to figure out a way to shift into something that you do enjoy. And you do allow yourself to move forward. And again, if you need help with that, give me a call. 216-392-5490 is my cell phone number for when I'm off the air. Because I do life coaching, business coaching, and just individual coaching. One time. And you can get it for free because I'm on the air now and I'm willing to talk to you. So in about 5 minutes, we're gonna actually close the show because telephone calls are really important. Many times, what I've heard from listeners is they take notes on this show because there seems to be a lot of information packed into the small time period. So if you're taking notes, that's great. I'm glad this is helping you. The other thing I want to talk about is relationships. Are you in a relationship where you feel cherished? All the time? Are you in a relationship that you feel safe in? Where you have trust? Where you're happy to see that other person, that other person is happy to see you? You need to start asking yourselves those questions. How does your partner show you they love you? How do you show your partner how you love them? I mean, is it by actions? Is it by words? because being cherished is what relationships are about. Feeling loved. Feeling protected. Not because you can't protect yourself, but just knowing you can trust the other person to have your back no matter what happens. To know that you'll be supported 100% no matter what you choose. Those are the kind of questions you need to be asking yourself. You need to also ask yourself, do you have a lot of friends with this because of this person? Do you folks, are you social? Or are you kind of shut off to the world? Just the two of you. You really want to have a full social life. You need to be very cautious about somebody who doesn't want you to have friends. You need to be cautious about someone who only wants you to be home with them, who is jealous if you're with your friends, who doesn't want you away from them. That's not a sign of love. That's a sign of control. Because people who love you want you to be happy. The same way when you love somebody, you want them to be happy. So take into consideration these different aspects. And the bottom line is, do you feel cherished? Do you feel loved? Do you feel free to be who you are and not have to watch your words? Something to think about. Something to really consider. So it's about 9:30 tonight, and it looks like people are just listening, but I'm feeling very complete. I want you to tune in next week when we're going to do a full hour. Ronnie and I are going to have a wonderful conversation about the records. We're going to have a wonderful conversation about soul mandalas. We're going to have a wonderful conversation about how she got into the working with the Akashic Records and how she got into working with the Souls Mandalas. And I know you're going to enjoy it. So it's not next week. It's the week after. So it's going to be May 1st. Okay? That's right. May 1st is the next time we talk. So those folks who celebrate Passover, I wish you a meaningful Passover. I wish you a time to reflect on your freedom, the freedoms you choose, and the freedoms you reject, and the freedoms you want. And yes, it is May 1st when Ronnie's going to be on the air with me. So I would like to say I love you all. I'm going to close the program now. And again, next week is Ronnie Reisler for Mandalas of the Soul. Actually, I want to say it's Mandala of the Soul. But if you just Google Ronnie, R-O-N-I, Reisler, R-E-I-S-L-E-R, you will get what you need, and you'll see her beautiful work. All right, my friends, I'm about to close. I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. We ask that all those who are listening, we ask that their hearts be open, their burdens be lifted, and may you all truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the records by saying amen, amen, amen. The Akashic records are now closed. If you'll all join me in saying amen. And with that, I'll see you on May 1st. Have a great evening and a wonderful 2 weeks. Bye-bye.